well, that he criticized in others, Armageddon being just one example. Others pointed out that, for all Eisner's talk about the importance of creativity, there were few concrete examples. Numerous characters, Dennis Hightower, for one, entered the story, only to vanish without explanation after being fired or pushed out or resigning. Almost the entire chapter about Ovitz was cut, deemed too controversial. The Katzenberg sections were heavily sanitized, since the Katzenberg lawsuit was still pending. Even so, the book managed to infuriate people, either by not mentioning them at all, or by mentioning them with faint praise. Eisner's relationship with author Tony Schwartz had also become strained. On more than one occasion, Eisner had threatened not to publish the book. He had come to feel that the book had lost much of his voice, and certainly his sense of humor. But in the end, he expressed appreciation to Schwartz, taking a swipe at Joe Roth and Bob Iger. "I appreciate all the hard work you've done," Eisner wrote Schwartz in an email. "It really has been fun and rewarding. I wish all the execs here, Joe and Bob especially, worked the way you do." For someone so eager to psychoanalyze the people around him, Eisner's book is surprisingly unreflective. There is little sense of what motivated him, what satisfaction he derived, or what meaning he found in his career. Yet there are flashes of what seem to be inadvertent self-revelation. In his acknowledgments, Eisner begins by noting that, "I don't praise people enough, partly because receiving praise so embarrasses me. Except when it comes to my children, I am too stingy with compliments and too slow to express my appreciation, even though I know how much people need it and how often they deserve it." He doesn't offer any explanation for why praise would embarrass him, or why, if that were so, he bestowed false praise on people like Ovitz, Katzenberg, and others he intended to fire or push out. At the end of the book, Eisner describes a harshly competitive, almost Hobbesian philosophy, seemingly at odds with the sunny optimism he so often invoked to describe his own nature. "Life is a race that I began when I was born, but didn't truly appreciate until I nearly died. The race is about getting it all in." And later, "I spend far less time looking back in regret than I do looking forward with anticipation. There is so much to be done." 12. Acting on Eisner's mandate to cut costs, in July 1998, Roth merged the Touchstone, Hollywood, and Disney Studios under the Buena Vista Motion Pictures Group, headed by David Vogel, whom Roth had wanted to have fired just a few months earlier. Vogel wrote Eisner a note thanking him for the promotion and for including him in a recent management retreat. "I want to assure you that Walt Disney Pictures will always be foremost on my mind," he said. Eisner was always telling him that he was the only executive who understood the Walt Disney brand, and Vogel wanted to assure Eisner that he could do adult live-action films at the same time. He had one of his assistants hand-deliver the note to Eisner's office. Joe Roth confronted him almost immediately. "Are you corresponding with Michael?" Vogel assumed Roth or one of his assistants had seen his own assistant carrying the note. "Yes," he replied, and told Roth what was in the note. "I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't go behind my back," Roth said. "Why would I go behind